This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So, how do you think President Biden did last night? Lots of reaction this morning to the president's news conference, during which he said he is staying in the race for the White House. The AP's Josh Boak.
Biden was very clear when he said that he would drop out if polling showed he couldn't win. He was very clear that others could vote their conscience and not necessarily for him. But he said so with a degree of certainty that they wouldn't. And that tells you right now about how he's feeling.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with more on the president's performance last night.
Despite growing Democrat calls for him to step aside, he insists the American people back him.
And I think I'm the best qualified to win.
Still, the president notes he does need to allay fears about his age and fitness.
If I slow down, I can't get the job done. That's a sign that I shouldn't be doing it.
Saying there is no indication of that yet, but he did make two flubs within 2 hours, answering the news conference's first question about Vice President Harris.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
And earlier at a NATO summit event with Ukraine's leader.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Before quickly catching himself.
President Zelensky.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The risk of wildfires in western states is rising, say authorities there. The unrelenting heat there has dried the land. A suspect's under arrest in Texas, charged with killing a Houston area sheriff's deputy. At the time, police were conducting a manhunt after an assault at a pizzeria. Word just in from AT&T, a security breach in 2022 compromised the data of nearly all of AT&T's cellular customers, as well as some landline accounts. This is AP News. We're not the only ones sweating in the brutal heat. The AP's Naeon Kim with the heat in Europe.
A sizzling heat wave in parts of Central and Southern Europe is sending temperatures towards 104 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees Celsius. In Italy, a red weather alert has been declared in 7 cities, including Rome. Dennis Mix is from the United States and is on a private tour in the Italian capital, which topped 100 degrees.
We just skipped one of the stops. We stayed in the van because it's too hot for us.
In Serbia, people cool down from the 95-degree weather at public fountains. Doctors there have reported treating people collapsing due to the heat. Greece is also on high alert, as authorities say the country faces its highest wildfire risk in 2 decades. It follows a largely rainless winter and spring that have left vegetation tinder dry. I'm Naeon Kim.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.